At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
We know you're uncertain about psychics. Is this fortune teller you found on a forum legit?
Your one true love is...
me!
That's why California psychics reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work with us. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. New customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. So, experience the joy of certainty at californiapsychics.com. Experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
At Sierra, discover joyous deals on great gifts for everyone on your list, like cozy slippers, ski gear, fishing poles, bikes, large kayaks, even larger canoes. Whew, which might lead to another discovery. Wrapping gifts is the only sport you need to stay fit this season. Tis the season to discover great gifts at unexpectedly low prices. Sierra, let's get moving.
Coca-Cola. For the big, for the small, the short, and the tall. Peacemakers, risk takers. For the optimists, pessimists. For long distance love. For introverts and extroverts. The thinkers and the doers. For old friends and new. Coca-Cola. For everyone. Pick up some Coca-Cola at a store near you.
Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily, Joe Giglio with you. Appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast, YouTube feed, 94 WIP. Check it out there. Oh. That was bad, man. That was bad. Friday, Black Friday at Lincoln Financial Field, and the Eagles got their ass kicked. I mean, in every single way, shape, and form, they got their ass kicked in that football game. They deserve to lose. They deserve to drop 8-4. They blew a golden chance to be the number one seed in the NFC after this weekend, as we're through, well, about to be through week 13. NFC is through week 13. AFC, well, the Giants, they don't count. I mean, tonight we'll find out where the Patriots, come down in the rankings of the AFC and to close out week number 13. But the bottom line is that was bad football by the Eagles on Friday in every way, shape, and form. And we're going to spend all week and plus one, because the game is Monday night in L.A., dissecting the Eagles, dissecting their passing game, dissecting their running game, dissecting their offense, Kevin Petullo, Nick Sirianni, Jalen Hurts, dishing out the blame across the board for how bad this football team has gotten on the offensive side of the football. But I do want to address an underlying issue, an under-the-radar issue that I think is just totally being swept under the rug for a couple of reasons. One, we may have been fooled. There may have been a mirage in our presence. And number two, it's not the biggest issue. So it's like, well, it's not an issue. Well, that's not true. And a team that is going to have to scratch and claw and fight just to make the postseason now, with Dallas turning a corner on their season, look at their schedule, We'll see what they do Thursday night. I would pick the Lions in that football game with their back against the wall to win. But Dallas certainly is going to go in there in a dome with a fighting chance against the Detroit Lions on Thursday night. So we'll see where Dallas goes. But the Eagles are going to have to get three wins. I mean, I think Dallas will drop a game. I think it's probably going to be Thursday to Detroit. And then if you kind of do the math on this, the number to clinch the division to make the playoffs is going to be four for the Eagles starting today. So they're going to need three of their own wins in the last five games to make sure they're in the postseason. I'm going to count one Dallas loss. That will clinch the division. That will get them probably the number three seed in the postseason. But how are they going to get these wins? Well, you and I can't expect the offense to suddenly wake up. It's been bad the entire season, basically. But certainly in the last 2 weeks, it's gotten ridiculously bad. But as the thought went a few weeks ago, we still have this defense. We still have Vic Fangio. We still have a great defense we could lean on to get to the Super Bowl. Well, that might not be true. Do we really have a great defense? Is this really a great defensive team? Because as I see it right now, they're not. And after watching what the Cowboys did, and I know we all gave the Eagles defense a mulligan that day because they were in a dome, because they're facing, you know, their offense had been so bad they couldn't stay on the field and they were gassed and they were tired. And all those caveats, I guess, could still apply to the Bears game on Friday. But as you watch the breadth of this season, this much is clear. This Eagles defense isn't close to last year's defense. It's just not. Even with the Jalen Phillips acquisition. And by the way, I was significantly disappointed with his play Friday. I thought in a very physical game, Jalen Phillips wasn't really interested in the smoke. There was one play where the Bears did a misdirection and they had a wide receiver running right at Jalen Phillips and he like backed off. And I know the guy's playing for a contract and he's had injuries and who knows if the Black Friday game a couple years ago when he tore his Achilles was in the back of his head. It just was not a good look. And it was soft. I mean, it wasn't set the edge kind of defense. But the point I'm trying to make is I believe now after watching the Eagles get rocked by the Cowboys on defense and their defense get rocked by the Chicago Bears, that we may have been fooled in about a month-long mirage about this defense and the corner they were turning with Vic Fangio. So I think it's fair to say when the Eagles left MetLife Stadium, with a 4-2 record through the first six games of the season, none of us were saying this defense is close to as good as last year's. Yeah, it was fine. It could get better. Maybe Howie would go make a trade, which he did, of course, for Jalen Phillips. He also got Michael Carter and J.R. Alexander. But defense isn't very good, right? It's not dominant. It's not last year's defense. None of us were saying that. And then they got to play Carson Wentz, and they had a pick six in the game. And he missed a bunch of throws he probably should have made. And then they got to play the Giants at home. And Cam Scadaboo got hurt. And they dominate the football game. And then they had a bye week. And they trade for a few players. And they come out and they get to play two weather games in which the cold and the wind significantly impacted the game. And they benefited from that. And they played well, but they benefited from that. And we took that four-week sample, Carson Wentz, the Giants at home, and two bad weather games. And we said, they're back. This is last year's Eagles defense. We can ride them to a Super Bowl. And I fell for it too. We all did. And they went and played in a dome against one of the best quarterbacks in the league this year in Dak Prescott. And they played the Bears in another weather game at home. And they got run over like a steam engine, ran them over, an engine, a tank. Ran them over. And you look up today and I know the statistics are updated through Sunday's game, so we don't have the equivalent of throwing in the last two teams with their ranking through week 13, Giants and Pats, but I think it's a fair picture. The Eagles are 17th in the NFL in yards per play allowed. They are 25th in third down defense. They are 23rd in yards per attempt on the ground. They are 27th in sack percentage. They are, and on Friday, they allowed 425 yards to the Chicago Bears, including 283 on the ground. Right now, when I look at the Eagles, I see a strong defensive line. I see a good but not great pass rush. Jalen Phillips is good but not great. Nolan Smith's good but not great. Jalen Sun is good but not great. I see a a very good linebacking core, but one I feel like that right now is a little bit confused at what it is. Jahad Campbell, zero snaps for the first time this season on Friday against the Bears. Is Jahad Campbell just not playing now because Nakobe Dean is back? I thought the Bears got Dean in space and did some work on him. And then you go to a safety group that's poor. It's a below-average safety group right now with Sidney Brown out there in for Andrew Mukuba. Reed Blankenship and Sidney Brown is a poor safety pairing. Meanwhile, Chauncey Gardner-Johnson make your plays on the other side on Sunday or Friday. Just I'll say that as a guy who you know never wanted to let him go, wanted to bring him back, didn't want to let him go again. I have long been a Chauncey Gardner-Johnson fan. Where he goes, the team wins. Point blank, period. Where he goes, the team wins.
Black Friday savings are here at the Home Depot, which means it's time to add new cordless power to your collection. Right now, when you buy a select battery kit from one of our top brands like Ryobi or Milwaukee, you'll get a select tool from that same brand for free. Click into one of our best deals of the season and stock up on tools for all your upcoming projects. Get Black Friday savings happening now at the Home Depot. Limit one per transaction. Exclusions apply. Full eligible tool list in-store and online.
And then at the corner position, they have one good one, one not so good one, and an excellent slot. It's not a great defense. It just hasn't been. Are they closer maybe right now to a top 12 defense than they are? I mean, look at these rankings. I mean, 17, 25, 23, 27, allowing 281 on the ground. I don't know. I mean, you tell me what they are. Are we going through the late season Jordan Davis swoon where he's getting pushed around and he's out of shape? I don't know what's going on. But I know this, they're not as good as last year. And it's kind of the elephant in the room down the stretch of the season because I don't expect the offense to improve in a significant manner. I don't think you do. So how are they going to win these football games? If they're going to win three out of their last five to get a division title and get a home playoff game, they're going to need their defense to step up. And they're going to get a gift potentially next week because Justin Herbert's undergoing surgery today, potentially as early as today. On his left hand. He hurt his left hand yesterday. So they're going to put pins in his hand and put him out there next Monday. I don't know. They have a big game on a short week against the Chiefs the next week that will likely determine a playoff spot for them. I think they're going to end up holding Herbert out in an NFC matchup. And, you know, it's a non-conference game for them and just say, we'll just roll with Trey Lance in this one. That's what I think is going to happen next week. So they're going to get a gift. And then they're going to get the Raiders at home. So the next couple weeks could look a little bit like Vikings on the road, followed by the Giants at home, facing a backup quarterback and then a legitimate tomato can. And they're probably going to win the next two games, and we're going to feel like, all right, they're back, and here we go. But then they're going to go face Washington, Buffalo, Washington to close the season. And I would not, based on how I saw Washington play last night, they're still playing with fight, still playing with drive. They're going to get Jaden Daniels back, who is pushing to get back. So I wouldn't count.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
The Washington games as gimmies. In fact, if I had to guess right now, I could see a scenario because of where the Eagles' defense is right now, where and their offense, where they squeak out wins. You know, let's say they squeak out a win on Monday night in LA, 20-16. 20-13. They come home, they beat the Raiders pretty soundly, 27-10 or whatever. Like they did the Giants that day, the run game gets going. They win that game pretty handily. And then they go to Washington on a short week and lose because Daniels is back and the Commanders are fighting and trying to put something, kind of good vibes for next year. They go to Buffalo and lose, and they got to fight and play for their playoff lives in week 18 at home against Washington. I could see that being the scenario where they have to win that football game, win an end game for them. They win, they're the 3 seed, they play the next week, they lose, they go home. And that's because right now I can't trust their defense. And I'm not going to get fooled this time because I got fooled in October or November with weather and a bye and some trades and some bad opponents. But you watch this defense. Did the Bears look like they were scared of Vic Fangio's defense? They ran right at him. That was smash mouth Eagles football. By the way, Ben Johnson, watched that full game on Friday. Ben is starting to remind me, and this Ben Johnson ran Bears story is starting to remind me of first year McVay with Goff. The story became, oh, look what Sean McVay did with Jared Goff. He got him to play well. Okay, well, he did. But the story really became the culture, the toughness, running the football, and everything flowed off of that as the number one pick tried to pick the pieces back up off his career, which was on the ground a year ago. And he put a system in place, and he put a culture in place, and the Rams have never looked back. So we'll see how good Ben Johnson becomes, but that's what I see. They remind me of the 2017 LA Rams. Now that Rams team lost in the first round of the playoffs. We'll see if this Bears team even makes the playoffs. They got a lot of tough games ahead of them. Two Packers, a Lions, 49ers, all in the last 5 games. I think they also may have the Browns sprinkled in, so they're going to get to 10 wins. They're going to get their 10th win when they play the Cleveland Browns. The question is, can they get to 11? Can they get to 12? Can they get a top seed? They certainly look like they're going to be a problem here down the stretch of the season. And look, if they get to 10 and they miss, then they get 10 and they miss. If they get to 11, I think that's going to be enough to get in. Might not be the division, but enough to get in. They get to 12, they may get the number one seed, just based on how they're playing. Right now, I would take Green Bay over them this coming week. Then I would take them over the Browns. That would go to, 10-4 for the Bears. The question is, the last 3 games, home Packers, at Niners, home Lions. They've got to win one, really, and they're going to be in the postseason. It's a good bet right now that the Chicago Bears will be in the postseason. Because they have both sides of the ball working right now. But back to the Eagles defense. Pushed around by Ben Johnson, Chicago Bears, Monagai, Swift, offensive line, trap blocks, boom, boom, physical. It's a problem because the Eagles need their defense to stand on its head. 281 yards on the ground means you have real problems and you're not tough enough and you're not deep enough and you're not physical enough. And all those things we would never say. I mean, think about this week last year, which when, right, this was the right around that end of November, early December, where the Eagles beat the Rams in L.A., and then they went to Baltimore and out physical and out tough the Baltimore Ravens. Two road games against excellent football teams that both played into the divisional round. And the Eagles out tough, out physical both. And now, same time of the year, they're going out tough, out physical on the defensive side by the Dallas Cowboys and by the Chicago Bears. It's a stark difference. And next week, now the Trey Lance factor is going to be a factor, and it's a big difference, and they won't be able to throw the ball well enough, I think, to beat the Eagles next week. And if Trey Lance has to play, the Eagles are very likely to win that football game. But you know what Jim Harbaugh is going to want to do? Physical football. He's going to watch the tape of what the Bears did, and he's going to try to run the football right at the Eagles. And Vic Fangio has to challenge his guys this week. That nobody, I don't care if they get a Marion Hampton back or Vidal or whoever the hell's run the football for the Chargers, can run the ball at us like that. It was embarrassing. Eagles have a lot of offensive issues, but they also have a defense right now that in a lot of key metrics ranks 17, 25, 23, 27. Not good enough. Defense has to be way better to carry an offense that right now flat out isn't good enough. I appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast. Our YouTube feed is 94. WIP. Check it out there. My newsletter, joe.giglio.sports at Beehive is where it is, .beehive.com. Send me a note, direct message, Instagram, Twitter, wherever you use, email. I'll see it, and I will send you a direct link to the newsletter, which continues to grow. Links to the pod, to the show, YouTube, and my thought of the day, my take of the day. I appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast, YouTube feed, 94WIP. Check it out there.
And Doug. Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.